following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Does God answer prayers in the 21st century? Does He answer your prayers? Do you know that your Bible gives vital keys for effective prayer? You can have your prayers answered, and the result can be very dramatic. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames reveals keys to effective prayer. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Billions of religious people around the world pray. But do they get answers to their prayers? Do you get answers to your prayers? You can have your prayers answered if you follow vital biblical keys. We'll be sharing some of those keys and strategies with you on this program. According to Barna Research Online, quote, more than 4 out of 5 U.S. adults, 82%, pray during a typical week, end of quote. That statistic may sound impressive, but how many pray every day? Remember the outline prayer Jesus gave? One of the major points to pray about was, give us this day our daily bread. That's in Matthew 6, verse 11. Does prayer actually change things? According to Barna Research, quote, Americans believe in the power and impact of prayer. 4 out of 5, 82% again, believe that prayer can change what happens in a person's life. Do you personally believe that? Today we live in a faithless, unbelieving world. But you can have faith. You can believe. Reading and studying your Bible with a sincere, humble attitude can lead to a stronger faith. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Read the many biblical examples of God's intervention and deliverance for those who seek Him and trust Him. Follow the example of King David in his prayer of repentance. That's Psalm 51. Follow the example of the prophet Daniel, who when he was threatened with death if he prayed to God, prayed in spite of the king's decree. As it states in Daniel 6 and verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den for his faith, but God rescued him and preserved his life. Now notice the power of prayer in John, the 11th chapter. The burial cave for Lazarus was uncovered, John 11, verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus prayed so that the people around him could hear. Jesus thanked his Father for having heard his prayer. And what did that prayer accomplish? John 11, verse 43. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. A dead man rose from the dead by the faith and prayer of Jesus. The Apostle Peter visited a dead Christian woman in Joppa. Her name was Tabitha, or Dorcas by interpretation. Acts 9 and verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room. And all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. These are very inspiring examples of answered prayer. But you might say, these were great men of faith, but I don't have that much faith. My friends, the Bible gives you and me fundamental keys to answered prayer. You can have your prayers answered. You can apply biblical principles to effective prayer. In fact, this free booklet will give you those principles to help you pray more effectively. It's titled 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Be sure to request your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. On today's program, we'll discuss 7 keys to effective prayer. These keys are also included in our free booklet on prayer. Key number 1 is, pray sincerely to the true God. Many people use memorized prayers. As a boy, I prayed the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep prayer. But my parents helped me to pray for others in my own words. When you pray, speak to God in your own words and be sincere. Another major aspect of this key is to seek the true God. There are many false gods, and there are those who do not believe in God at all. You need to prove to yourself whether God exists. God is the creator. He's the lawgiver, both of natural law, as Einstein saw it, and spiritual law, as the Bible reveals. Nobel Prize winner Albert Einstein could see the design and awesome intelligence in the creation. He wrote that the scientist, quote, religious feeling takes the form of a rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of such superiority that compared with it, all the systematic thinking and acting of human beings is an utterly insignificant reflection, end of quote. God has given us overwhelming evidence of his existence and purpose, but some vain, egotistical, arrogant, ignorant intellectuals claim there is no God. You know what God calls atheists? Turn in your Bible to Psalm 14. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? God calls atheists fools. God said that, not me. Of course, I agree totally with the Creator of life and humanity. And notice that these individuals do not seek God. They do not call on God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Certainly fools will reap what they sow. But God wants us to seek him. The Creator wants to have a relationship with us. And when we respond to him, we can be supremely blessed. We all need to seek the true God and pray to him. The prophet Jeremiah gave hope to the ancient captives of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken captive to Babylon. Jeremiah 29 and verse 10. For thus says the Eternal, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Eternal. That same principle applies to you. You can have a conversation with the Creator of the universe. He says you can find him if you seek him with your whole heart. You can pray or talk to him, and he says, I will listen to you. Isn't that amazing? Key number 1 is, pray sincerely to the true God. The Bible reveals who the true God is, and he promises that if you seek him with your whole heart sincerely, you will find him, as we just read in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. There are many more keys to effective prayer. We'll discuss several more in the next part of our program, but first I'd like to offer you this free, inspiring booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. In this booklet, Dr. Meredith asks, why does God not answer most people's prayers? Do you know how to pray in a way that will get real results? These 12 keys will help you and your family to grow in a more personal relationship with God and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw the dramatic effects of prayer in the lives of our Savior and the Apostle Peter. We also discussed briefly key number one to effective prayer, pray sincerely to the true God. Key number two is study the Bible. As you read how God helped people and delivered them from gigantic stress and trials, you'll have more faith. Read the stories of Daniel in the lion's den, the deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, the escape of the ancient Israelites through the Red Sea. Read about the miracles performed by the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, in healing the diseased, the blind, the lame, and the deaf. We already read how Jesus raised the dead to life. As we quoted earlier, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10 and verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The Bible is the Word of God. Read it every day. Understand what the Creator God has actually accomplished historically and what He promises you today. At least you'll see that God's ability to help you personally is limitless. Yes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you read the Bible, you'll find that God gives us promises that money can't buy. Let's take a look at one claim of the Bible. It should give you a perspective that will help you in praying. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. It's one of my favorite scriptures out of hundreds of favorite verses in the Bible. Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Listen to what the Bible claims God can do for you. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. What kind of problems do you have? Do you have health problems, financial problems, mental health problems, employment problems, family problems, social problems, academic problems? God can help you solve any problem you have. You have to do your part, of course. But the Creator God has all power in the universe. He can give you dramatic deliverance and help you in miraculous ways. Yes, God can work miracles for you exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Pray and claim the promises God has for you in the Bible. Key number two is study the Bible. Key number three to effective prayer is deeply repent of your sins. One of the most difficult steps for anyone to take is to admit his faults, problems, and sins. We must all take responsibility for our actions. One cannot continue to practice sin and think that God will hear his prayers. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, Isaiah 59, verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." God will not hear the prayers of hardened, unrepentant, practicing sinners. But what if you really want to change your life? What if you really want to be delivered from your sinful habits? If you really want God's help to repent and change, if you want the courage to step out and confess your sins personally and privately to God, then God will help you. How do we know he will help you? Read the story of the Pharisee and the publican in Luke the 18th chapter and verse 9. Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God will not hear the prayers of an unrepentant sinner, but he will hear your prayer if you are really sorry and acknowledge your sinfulness. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise. It takes courage to admit your sins, but we must all humble ourselves and seek God with all our heart. God tells us in Isaiah 55 and verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thank God for his forgiveness to those who repent. Key number 3 to effective prayer is, deeply repent of your sins. Key number 4 is, seek God's will. Jesus emphasized this submissive attitude in the model prayer, or the outline prayer. What did Jesus teach us to pray? Luke 11, verse 2. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My friends, this is an extremely important key to answered prayer. Human beings are by nature very selfish. The worldly view is one of greed. We all have had, and some of us still may have, the get motive. Billions just want their lust to be satiated. But God's way, exemplified by Jesus of Nazareth, is the give way. Is that the way you pray? Do you pray for others who are in need? The Apostle James instructs us in James 5:16 to pray for one another. When Jesus was on the cross, he prayed for others in Luke 23:34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Jesus desired to do his Father's will. When Jesus prayed in agony the night before his crucifixion, he asked that the cup of suffering be passed from him if it were God's will. Notice that in Luke 22, verse 42. Jesus prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus was willing to suffer for you and me. He surrendered his will to that of the Father's will. Let me tell you, when you are struggling over some problem or trial, ask for God's deliverance, but also pray that his will be done. Notice that God strengthened Jesus to endure the sacrifice he was about to make. We also need to know the will of God, not just for some specific trial, but for his whole way of life taught in the Bible. God's will is made known in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You need to read and study, and then decide whether you'll apply the instruction. Notice this principle of answered prayer in 1 John 3, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. There must be a commitment on your part to obey your Lord and Master, to obey God's commandments. The attitude of submissiveness, the attitude of doing the will of God, is an extremely important key to answered prayer. You know, God also makes his will known in the thousands of promises he gives us in the Bible. You can claim those promises. Let's look at a couple of them. Philippians 4 and verse 19. and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What do you have need of? Do you have need of food or clothing? Do you have need of a job? Then ask. God promises to provide your every need, but you must do your part. What did Jesus say? Remember Matthew 7, verse 7? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. I've applied this many, many times in my life. And you know, as long as you're asking God's will to be done, he'll provide you with your needs. My friends, you need to know God's will and submit to his will. He may answer your prayer with a no answer, but if he does, he'll give you the strength to endure. Remember how God answered the Apostle Paul's three-time request in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9? He said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Key number 4 is seek God's will. Key number 5 to effective prayer is have faith in God. We've already seen that we can grow in faith as we read the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11 is called the faith chapter. Here we read about the men and women of faith. You can have faith in God. God promises that if you seek him sincerely, you will find him. Notice the instruction here in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God promises that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But you will also have to acknowledge the existence of an all-wise, all-powerful Creator God who loves you and every human on earth. As it tells us here in Hebrews 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Key number 5 to effective prayer is have faith in God. We'll share with you the last two keys in the conclusion of our program. But first I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. These 12 keys will help you to pray more effectively. Share these keys with your children, with your parents, with your family. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible and help you to have a closer relationship with your Father in heaven and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. These keys are also practical principles that can make a dramatic difference in your life. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the last part of our program, we discussed key number 5, have faith in God. God is creating a spiritual family. He wants you to be his son or daughter. So in your prayers, recognize God as your father. Also acknowledge God as the creator, as King David often did in his prayers. King David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13, verse 22. David prayed with feeling and enthusiasm. Key number 6 to effective prayer is pray fervently. You can learn from the book of Psalms. Many of them are the heartfelt prayers of David. He was very straightforward, very open, and honest with God about his feelings, his anxieties, and his problems. David stood in awe at the heavens and the expansiveness of the creation. Read Psalm 8, for example. Read Psalm 18, 19, and 24. Here in Psalm 17, in verse 6, he cried out, Psalm 17, verse 6, "I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. David put his heart into his prayers. Many ancient Israelites did not. And God stated in Hosea 7, verse 14 in the Moffat translation, they never put their heart into their prayers. We need to pray fervently, and we need to pray more often. We need to pray for others. Do you pray for those who are ill? Again, let's notice what the Apostle James instructs us in James, the 5th chapter, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. Listen to this. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yes, key number 6 to effective prayer is pray fervently. Key number 7 is pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer is a privilege. It's our opportunity to spiritually come to the throne of heaven. But we do not pray on our own authority. We pray in the name or the authority of our Lord who instructs us to pray. It's the Son of God who gives us the privilege to pray and instructs us, ask, seek, and knock. And several times in the Gospel of John, Jesus promises that God will hear our prayer if we ask in His name or in His authority. Jesus gives us the authority and the encouragement to pray. Asking in Jesus' name means that we're asking by His authority. In John 16, verse 23, Jesus was instructing His disciples. John 16, verse 23, and in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. So when you pray, realize you're not coming before God's throne on your own authority, but on the authority of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. My friends, you can pray more sincerely, more effectively, and more frequently with faith and confidence. Apply these 7 keys to effective prayer, and you'll see dramatic changes for good in your life and in the lives of others. These 7 keys are all included in our free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Be sure to request your free copy. We hope today's program has helped you in understanding the principles of effective prayer. Be sure to apply these principles and grow in a more intimate and personal relationship with God. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the awesome truths of your Bible and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.